Yeah, I am the bass, low is the face, goes from the down, drives like a name. Yeah, I am the bass, God give me time, can you feel the sound? I am the bass. From the ground, fill up the space. I am the bass. God, give me grace. Can you feel the sound?
We are the bass. Low is the bass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come from the ground, fill up the space.
Yeah, we're gonna fill up the space.
We are the bass.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Boy listeners, you're still here with me, Ray, in Indonesia today, accompanying you for the next 2 hours, so stay tuned. If you want to tune in, you can watch it through our online streaming ID, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so, without any further ado, here is Afghan and Deepa Butters, Keep It Hush.
at RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Kepada yang kuhormati di sana, ku sampaikan salam ini untuk mewakilkan rasa terima kasihku. Menyambut hariku berlagu dengan gaya nadamu. Di mana aku di sini rindu akan nyawa ini. Kemestarian tersenyum merekah, lagumu bagai semangat di jiwa. Oh hatiku ini rindu, namun tak perlu berharap.
Yeah. once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
All the times you left my text unread, all the times you stayed with her instead. Waking up in the night to an empty apartment alone. Should have listened to my girl's day one, feeling like a written hit and run. Think I'm just keeping me in a coma 100 years. Now you come back crying, tell me I'm your queen, crying
dann sah er die Lautern.
Those who were victorious at the sea is the first millennium were the Indonesian people from a lake, none of Chinese fulfilled. It was only after South could no longer access the Silk Route by land that they looked for trade routes by sea. That was in the 11th or 12th century. Before that, no, there weren't Chinese who sailed. Aren't you afraid of 8 to 9 meter waves? He said that to me. I said that in Indonesia, I've never seen waves of 9 meters. I want to see it. And he immediately shook hands with me. That's it, sir. That's it.
Kalau setiap ini sih itu sepertinya muncul pada abad ke-19 sekitar tahun 1830-an.
Appeared around the 19th century in around 1830 to 40, and it refers to a type of sail that actually comes from Europe, which imitates the international term schooner catch or cat catch, which means a sail that is installed in the direction of the bow of the boat. It seems that these sails were first used in the western regions of the archipelago, such as Riau, Belitung, etc. Until the end of the 19th century, this type of sail was increasingly used towards the east. So the sail also arrived in Sulawesi, and here the sail was changed, which we know now as the Finnish sail.
Jenis layar itu makin banyak digunakan, makin ke arah timur, sehingga akhirnya ide layarnya itu juga tiba di Sulawesi. Dan di sini pun layarnya diubah sedemikian rupa sehingga menjadi yang kita sekarang mengenali sebagai layar Finisi.
Indonesian people are challenged to become more resilient in facing life at sea. One of the communities that is able to run a shipping system and build ships is the Bulukumba community. However, the term Finisi became known in the 1950s.
Istilah Finisi itu secara umum baru muncul dalam apa namanya ya?
The term Finisi generally only appeared in printing like newspapers and so on in the early 50s of the 20th century. In 1960, the administration of the first Indonesian president, Sukarno, held a competition for boats to carry copra from Sulawesi to Jakarta. And in the newspaper, a question still arose about what Finisi boat is, because the term Finisi was not yet known to people at that time. Because in the fact, in the records of harbor master and so on, boats like that were still called palari. There was palari Lompong, there was palari Tongpong. The term Finisi started being known in the 80s, especially after the Finisi was brought to Vancouver. And there, the boats which were previously called palari were then called Finisi. So the term Finisi, which now we really take pride in, is actually a creation after the Finisi no longer existed.
Terutama setelah ada Finisi Nusantara yang dibawa ke Vancouver, dan di situ, di Singapura misalnya, perahu-perahu yang sebelumnya dinamakan Polari itu mulai dinamakan Finisi. Jadi, istilah Finisi yang sekarang ini begitu dibanggakan, sebenarnya suatu ciptaan setelah yang namanya Finisi itu sudah tidak ada lagi. Ini ingatan masyarakat tidak terlalu tepat. Ada cerita bahwa perahu yang seperti itu yang pertama kali dibangun di
people's memory are not very accurate, and there are stories that the first such boat in Ara was in 1900, but no one remembers who built it, for whom, and so on. And until World War II, in the Dutch newspaper and the harbor master reports and so on, all projects like they were recorded as palari. So the use of the word Finisi is something new, something that hasn't been around for too long, but with the motor and Indonesian sailing boats, all of that disappeared in the 70s. This is a memory that people are quite proud of when Finisi Nusantara was brought to Vancouver and more travel companies from abroad ordered boats like that. The Thames Peninsula was brought back as a proud memory of boat builders and sailors from the archipelago. The use of the word Peninsula to generalize all types of boats is actually a deflation of Indonesia's boat manufacturing wealth, because in Indonesia there are hundreds of types of boats and they all have their own names.
Istilah Peninsula itu diangkat kembali sebagai suatu ya ingatan kebanggaan pembuat perahu dan pelayar dari Ponto Bahari itu. Penggunaan kata Peninsula untuk memukul rata semua jenis perahu itu sebenarnya suatu suatu deflasi kekayaan pembuatan perahu Indonesia, karena di Indonesia ada ratusan jenis perahu yang semua punya nama tersendiri.
Peninsula became known worldwide since its first expedition to Vancouver, Canada in 1986, where one of the crew members is still sailing today.
Mungkin dari awal, saya waktu itu yang saya cerita tadi, 85 dari sini.
At that time, from the start, I remember it was in 85 when my team entered Kalangan, and then I said I wanted to come to Canada. I hadn't applied it yet. Finally, after a long time, Mr. Felipe, a Frenchman who was watching us as a witness to who accepted the people, I said that you're going home, right? And at that time, many of others didn't come. I went first. So then he said, do you want to come to Canada? And I said, yes, sir, if you still need more people. Then he said, you're not afraid of waves 8 to 9 meters, he said. The same to me. Then I said, in Indonesia, I've never seen 9 meters wave. I wanted to see it. We immediately shook hands, so it was a deal. At that time, I was on the machine and also on the sail. There were also 4 people from Tanah Biru also come with me. I asked to this Navy man, how many meters are the waves? Oh, this is only 7 meters. How is the 10 meters one like? I said. Relying on 2 masts and 7 double-up sails called Peninsula, the wind has been the main force for Indonesian sailors since the 12th century to sail to their destination. If we sail, we just play with the sails according to the wind. Maybe there will be a change in the wind for several hours, like here yesterday. Sailing without wind for 2 hours could take one day because of the wind. Well, if you use an engine, you can calculate the speed and at what time we will arrive. Well, if we just play with the sails, we cannot predict when we will arrive.
Kapal Peninsula di Banan ini asalnya dari Arab, dulu pun Mbak, Sulawesi Selatan.
The Peninsula ship was built originally from Arab Bulukumbas of Sulawesi. Starting from the year before independence in 1945, after independence, it already existed before. From generation to generation, we have been able to make this ship without any finished drawings. It has been passed down from our ancestors until now. We do it without any technical knowledge. It is just based on experience and it is recognized throughout the world.
Tanpa ada bilang teknik bagaimana dan di segi pengalaman saja. Diakui oleh seluruh dunia. Kalau dengan finishnya 1 tahun lebih.
With the Peninsula, it took more than a year, but this time we make it on the Losari Beach. It is the fastest one because in just 2 months and a half has been like this with 2 units with 25 people working. Yes, ironwood, BT wood and teak wood. It only needs 3 types of wood in terms of its strength. In the sea, you can make just any kinds of wood. I used to have finishing made from BT wood, but the scarcity of this wood forced me to use it only for the sheep films. Now I cannot do it anymore. The deck is made of thick wood.
Sekarang tidak bisa lagi karena sudah berkurang sisa untuk pasar tulang. Deknya ini kayu jati. Dinas, papan sih papannya disusun, kesat satu.
The shoots, the planks are arranged one by one. Then they go up here. After the body is finished, then the tusks are installed. Once the tusks are installed, the road is installed, the bottom is then the gutter, then the floor, then the room. The room has all the walls and partitions made. After this, it has been put on the hub. This is lowered, then the mast is made. The mast is then put on the hose rope. The mast rope, then the sail is put on. That's it.
Kali sering, kali sian, nampak buatan, baru pasang layarnya, begitu.
The system and calculation for making finishing sailing ships have been known to people of Arab village Bulukumba since 19th century. However, according to a research conducted by German historian Horst Lippner, only 12 Lemo-Lemo people knew the ship-building system. The system is named Tatatalu.
Itu dari rumusnya begini. Kita ini ahli...
That's the formula. So this is how we are ship's experts, Wandi Talupi. The important thing is that we know the length, width, and height, that this is 6 meters, the length is 30 meters, the height is 3 meters. They keep installing it, and then it will be right when it hits 6 meters. Indeed, we already have experience in that aspect, without saying that it is balanced. It is already balanced because it is our technique, our experience, so that it is precise up to 6 meters without any writing about 10 meters or so. Each one works, each one is an expert.
Ada satu hal dan itu intinya dari warisan dunianya itu, yaitu...
There is one thing that is absent of world heritage, namely what we can call a formula for making it. Many people say that boats are made without drawings and so on, and that is actually not true. There is a formula that is not made into a drawing, but made into various sizes which are recorded above the gorge. There are various bangli that are used with signs that determine the measurements, for example, the location of the pegs in the hull, the length of the planks, the location of the frame, and so on. Those who will still inherit this knowledge today are the descendants of the Lemo-Lemo people. It seems to have a formula called Tatatalu, which can produce boats up to 14 meter long. PLM boats, or whatever boats were called Finisi in the 70s, were much bigger. So there is an impression that the Arab people at some point in 1930s to 1950s created a new manufacturing formula called Tata Apa, which could produce larger boats.
Jadi ada kesan bahwa orang Arab pada suatu saat tahun 1930-an sampai 50-an menciptakan satu rumus pembuatan yang baru yang dinamakan Tata Apa yang bisa menghasilkan perahu yang lebih besar. Membangun suatu perahu itu adalah suatu hal yang sangat-sangat rumit. Secara populer, perahu layar itu diakui sebagai...
Building a boat is very, very complicated things. Popularly, the sailboat is recognized as the most complicated human creation that has existed before the Industrial Revolution in the 18th century. This means that throughout human history, nothing more complicated has been built than a sailboat. If we compare the parts of number of objects in this boat, whatever there is, as far as I know, is 100 tons more than a cell phone. And they all have to function the same as cell phone. If you install one small part wrongly, the cell phone won't work. It's the same as if the boat is installed incorrectly. One small part of the boat will not fail. And there is another point here. Boat is not something rectangular, but it's created through a curve. The curve must be harmonious. If the curve is crooked, the boat will not fail. Maybe someone remembers in high school we are taught how to calculate the curve F from X, which is the most complicated, right? Maybe those who have gone through it have all said, well, this is very difficult, but the boat can only function if the curve is harmonious. The curve can be calculated in that way. So the knowledge to create curves has been going on in the archipelago for 1,000 years. And the way of conceptualizing curves is not much different from shipwrecks from the 10th century to boats built in the mid-20th century. These things are very complicated, so they are not for public consumption because they are too complicated. But in order to deepen them and make them something to be proud of, things like that should be made more public, put forward more to the general public so that they are not reduced to only finicky.
Cara dan mengkonsepkan kurva-kurva itu tidak jauh berbeda dari kapal-kapal karam yang dari abad ke-10 dengan laut-laut yang dibangun pada pertengahan abad ke-20. Dan hal-hal itu amat-amat rumit. Sehingga bukan menjadi ini baru kesenjian halaya kerana, wah, memang terlalu rumit. Tetapi untuk apa ya? Memperdalamnya dan menjadikannya sesuatu yang bisa dibanggakan. Hal-hal seperti itu semestinya memang lebih diumumkan, lebih di kedepankan kepada khalayak ramai supaya itu tidak direduksi atas ini si doang.
Listener, if you want to send your critic suggestion and also information, you can send it through our social media. In Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI_official. We also have our ID and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130.
diabaikan, kami harus lakukan kembali.
Sang Beach, located in
welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Experts call for economic recovery amid extreme weather. Indonesia takes action to end open dumping. I'm Ray and this is the news in details. Indonesian experts warn of extreme weather and emphasizes economic recovery measures. Here's Andi Ramdhani with the full report.
Economist Gunawan Benjamin from the Islamic University of North Sumatra emphasized that Indonesia is highly vulnerable to disasters and urged the government to take proactive steps to minimize their impact on economic development. Speaking on RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, he highlighted the need for a comprehensive economic recovery plan to protect communities from post-disaster economic threats. Benjamin stressed that effective planning is crucial to ensure resilience and safeguard the economy.
There are so many things that they can do, such as basically they can do something such as to effort minimize the adverse effects of extreme weather, that disrupt distribution channel, that decrease societal or community access such as traditional or modern markets, to budget policies to mitigate the disaster itself. Economic conditions in the country are relatively vulnerable to changes in extreme weather, patterns that are very disruptive. Even though they occur in the short term, especially in the impact causes economic activity to be paralyzed, we need that economic recovery. So when we can do the economic recovery after the disaster, we can keep more economic for the people, and then we can make the possession power of the people return to the normal situation.
In the same dialogue on RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, Head of Weather Prediction and Early Warning of the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, Ida Pramuwardani, stated that some regions in Indonesia are still experiencing the rainy season, with others reaching its peak. She urged the public and stakeholders to stay alert for extreme weather expected in the coming days. Andi Ramdhani reporting.
In the meantime, the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency has released the weather forecast for several major cities in Indonesia on Monday. In Sumatra, heavy cloud coverage is expected in Banda Aceh, while light rain is forecast for Padang, Bengkulu, Jambi, Tanjung Pinang, Pangkal Pinang and Bandar Lampung. In Java, heavy cloud coverage is expected in Jakarta with light rain in Semarang, Yogyakarta and Surabaya and moderate rain in Serang. Kalimantan will see moderate rain in Banjarmasin with potential thunderstorms in Palangkaraya. The agency also warned of potential flooding in coastal areas including the northern coast of Jakarta, West Java, and Central Java. The next news. Government of Indonesia commits to ending open dumping for better waste management. Ramasyidki Pratama with the reports.
Indonesia has reaffirmed its commitment to end open dumping, a practice that was supposed to be stopped by 2013. Indonesia's Minister of Environment and Head of the Environmental Control Agency, Hanif Faisal Rofik, announced the end of open dumping at 343 waste disposal sites across the country. The goal is to create a more balanced relationship between society, nature and culture. This move is part of Indonesia's ongoing efforts to tackle environmental issues and ensure sustainable waste management.
Menurut kalian bahwa pada hari ini pemerintah melalui Kementerian Lingkungan Hidup merasa...
Today, the government, through the Ministry of Environment, has decided to stop the practice of open dumping at 343 waste disposal sites. Starting today, the government, through the Ministry of Environment and the Environmental Control Agency, will gradually enforce actions to end open dumping.
Memberikan paksaan pemerintah di dalam rangka pengakhiran praktik open dumping.
Hanif added that the government will gradually halt open dumping at sites with sufficient space and close overfilled disposal sites. She also urged governors, mayors, and regions to monitor the termination of open dumping and take strict actions against violations. As mandated by the 2008 Waste Management Law, also 21% of waste is still disposed openly.
Indonesia and Vietnam strengthen trade, investment and energy cooperation. Desi Anung Kranov has the story.
Chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Aninia Novian Bakri, met with General Secretary of the Communist Party of Vietnam, Tho Lam, on Sunday. The visit by the Vietnamese delegation also marked the 70-year anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries. During the meeting, Aninia and Tho Lam discussed cooperation in various sectors with a focus on the ground of trade, industry, and investment in agriculture, fisheries, and energy transition.
Indonesia and Vietnam's trade has reached $16 billion, a nearly 20% increase from last year, which is remarkable and could continue to grow. Moving forward, we see opportunities in trade cooperation, especially in agriculture, fisheries, and energy transition investment, as well as in electronics and semiconductors. Many Indonesian companies are already investing in Vietnam, especially in property, while Vietnamese companies are also investing in Indonesia, particularly in electronics, vehicles, FinFast, and tourism.
The Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry believes the growing partnership between Indonesia and